I'm Dan Clufstead.
Illinois Republicans are accusing Governor J.B. Pritzker of reneging on a campaign promise to veto political maps drawn by lawmakers. But Derek Cantu reports that's exactly what's happening in Springfield with the governor's blessing.
While running for governor in 2018, Pritzker said Illinois' constitution should be amended to hand the redistricting process over to an independent commission. And even if there was no amendment, then-candidate Pritzker said lawmakers should convene an independent map-making panel anyway. But on Tuesday, the governor changed his tune and said he'd only veto legislative maps that are, quote, unfair. Republican State Representative Tim Butler of Springfield challenged Pritzker to keep his promise.
We need to have you hold to your word, Governor, that you will veto a partisan map.
Butler earlier this year proposed legislation identical to what Democrats introduced in the past, requiring independent redistricting commissions. But the majority party has blocked that measure. I'm Derek Antu.
ComEd is pushing back against efforts to make the utility repay consumers after a Springfield bribery scandal. Last summer, ComEd admitted to a decade-long bribery scheme and agreed to pay a $200 million fine. Now lawmakers are considering what checks and balances to put on utilities and whether ComEd should pay customers for its wrongdoing. Company executive Veronica Gomez told a House committee she doesn't like the idea.
It is not appropriate to make a conclusion here that some additional punishment is due.
ComEd also testified against the idea of an outside monitor. It's not clear whether lawmakers have the votes needed to pass any kind of utility oversight in response to the bribery scandal. An Illinois state senator will go on trial next year. A federal judge says Tom Cullerton is scheduled to face dozens of counts next February. Capital News Illinois reports Cullerton was indicted in 2019 on charges of embezzlement. Cullerton's federal trial was previously set for July 2020, but that date was scrapped when the pandemic halted jury trials. The indictment charges Cullerton with one count of conspiracy to embezzle from a labor union and employee benefit plans, 39 counts of embezzlement from a labor union, and one count of making false statements in a health care matter. Cullerton pleaded not guilty to all of the charges. I'm Dan Clufstead.
And I'm Leah Lerner. Local school board elections don't normally receive national attention, but one this month in Decatur has. Alana Banks is believed to be the first Black transgender woman elected to a school board in the United States. Speaking on the 21st, Banks says advocating for LGBTQ plus students in the Decatur School District is just one of her many priorities for the board.
There's improving teacher and staff morale. Like I said, protections and procedures put into policy for LGBTQ plus students. Professional development and trade and labor skills for students, and of course, furthering efforts of the DPS 61 resolution on racism.
Banks will be the only Black member of the DPS 61 school board when she takes office next month. She is a graduate of Decatur Eisenhower High School. She says she wishes there had been more support for LGBTQ plus students when she was in school, which came before her gender transition. The Missouri House of Representatives advanced a bill aiming to ban transgender kids from participating in girls' sports, and advocates say it's the latest in a growing list of legislative attacks on trans youth across the country. More than 250 anti-LGBTQ bills have been introduced in 2021 alone, according to the Human Rights Campaign. Shira Berkowitz with PROMO, a statewide LGBTQ advocacy group, says lessons such as teamwork, sportsmanship, leadership, and self-discipline are all incredibly rich values that all kids should have, regardless of gender identity.
The Missouri State High School Activities Association already has guidelines in place that allows transgender students to participate in sports, and it's been working. So elected leaders are really trying to dig up an issue and present a problem that doesn't exist.